Oh, I know that. I know that. It means that we learned it.
Yesterday, the boys chazered over the whole parak in the Beis Medrash. They had a couple hours to chazer, and many of them did the whole parak. Okay. This boy over here is learning something else during Bikiyas, but he once upon a time learned Makkos.
Okay.
So only call on him if he raises his hand. Everybody else you can call on, even if they don't raise their hand.
Okay. So,
hope you don't mind. Not everybody. Yeah, sure. Hope you don't mind. Not everybody got their pancakes on. We told
okay,
him.
Yeah.
He'll participate while he makes the pancakes.
Okay, Rabosa, this is a very exciting opportunity for me. I'll tell you the truth. The first time, maybe the second time I came to this yeshiva, I was in Marashakolo right after ninth grade. Ninth grade, I went to Yeshiva Flatbush. And then I transferred to MTA, the 10th grade. And Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen, of course, was in charge of Marashakolo. So the first time I came here, I came here once for the Rav Shir in elementary school, but the first time I came here, Rabbi Cohen wanted to meet me, you know, to give me a little bechina to come into Mar Shakolo. And the bechina was on the first parak of Makkos. So it was very exciting to, this goes back around 1978. So it was a very scary thing, you know, getting a bechina one-on-one from Rabbi Cohen in the first parak of Makkos. Okay, so I made it through. I'm here to tell you about it. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll try to make it Leibedik, lively. Okay, and please raise your hand, speak up, you know. And I like to give interesting bechinas, so you'll see. Okay. So the first question I'm going to ask you is, this is a Rabbi Cohen question. Ready? This is the question he would ask. Where in the Chumash is Edim Zomim? This is a Rabbi Cohen question. Where in the Chumash is Edim Zomim?
Shoftim.
What's your name?
Naftali.
Naftali what?
Frankel.
From where?
Muncie.
Good. Okay, yeah, Shoftim. Shoftim. And what does the Torah say? What's your name?
Eitan
what? Kanter. From where?
Queens.
Pasisim lo kasher zomam. Yeah. So what do we darshan from the word pasisim lo? What's your name?
Basil.
Osteen. Oh, I know you. Sure. Laufer.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Lovel Lazaro. He can only punish him and make him a cholo and not his descendant, so we have to give him Malkos, not.
So what's the case for Lovel Lazaro? What's the case?
It's the case of they say that he's a
cholo,
right?
What does a cholo mean, by the way?
Apostle
Cohen. Apostle Cohen?
Exactly.
What is a cholo? How do you become a cholo? What's your name?
Eli Dykman from Queens.
Oh, Dykman. You're from the Dykman. Rabbi Ezra Dykman?
Yeah.
Is your father?
So he's the son of a marriage between a Cohen and a Ben Grusher, a Klotza. I mean, or a Grusher Klotza.
What's the problem with his lineage?
So if a Cohen marries, say a Cohen marries a regular woman, so what's the kid is what?
Normal
Cohen.
Yeah.
So, and if he marries who? Yeah, what's your name?
Moshe.
Moshe what?
Yes.
From where?
Muncie.
A lot of Muncie people take away after the Rebbe.
Me too. You got the old.
It takes after the Rebbe. Yeah.
If he marries a divorced person?
A divorced person. Then what? So then the kid is what?
The kid is Ben.
No, the kid is.
Well,
a chala. What does a chala mean?
he's disqualified.
He's disqualified.
He can't do a
vote. So does he get the aliyah? Does he get the first aliyah in the shul? What? What's your name?
Lieberman.
From Tina. He comes to Israel. So what does it mean he's a cholol? What does that mean? Hey, who didn't speak? What's your name?
Moshe
Anfel. Moshe?
Anfel.
From where?
From Tina.
Yeah?
He's disqualified from being a kohen, and his new status is a Israel status.
Yeah, okay, you all said it, right? So, but tell me, so why is he called a cholol? What does the word cholol mean? Literally, what does it mean?
Secular.
Secular? So that's interesting. Like chulitz. Chulitz, yeah. Is that where it's coming from? Or
desecration.
Desecration. Okay, these are all good words. But I want one word.
Disgrace.
Disgrace, yeah, he said disgrace. Cholol means an empty space, vacuum. Cholol is a vacuum. What does a vacuum mean? What does a vacuum mean? What? What's your name?
Davey.
Davey what?
Kim 11.
From where?
Brooklyn.
Oh, yes. Brooklyn. At least some Brooklyn people are still around here. They have a Brooklyn bus, right? Yes. Rabbi Mendelssohn, right?
Yeah.
Brooklyn. Okay. See, now when I came to MTA, we didn't have a Brooklyn bus. Because why not?
No.
Because there was still a school called BTA. So they couldn't have a bus taking kids from... They had their own school in Brooklyn. They didn't want... You know, but still, some of Brooklyn people still came here. But the mice said, okay. No, so cholol means a vacuum. Means vacuum is an emptiness. Like a vacuum. It's a vacuum. So meaning what? His Kedushas Kahuna is no longer there. So he's what? He's a vacuum. Empty. No Kedushas Kahuna. That's what it is. That's not Drush. That's the simple word of what that means. What is this? What? What is it?
Hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate? Yeah, it's good. Could you open this on Shabbos?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's not secure.
It's not gluten. And if it would be gluten, could you open on Shabbos?
Yes.
It's not.
What?
It's two different pieces.
Yeah, well, see, what does
like
it say?
Neckle.
What?
Unlike a neck hole in a shirt, which you can't open.
Right. So what's the Lashon HaGemara? What does the word masne mean? Masne. Masne. Well, you all know this. Don't be shy. You all know it. Masne al Mashakosa Batorah.
Thanks.
What's your name?
Yitzhi Rosenbluth.
Rosen?
Bluth.
Bluth. From where?
Tina.
Tina.
Masne is like a condition.
Condition.
Stipulation.
Right. So what does it mean? Masne al
Mashakosa Batorah.
What's your name again?
Yabo Feldman.
Feldman, you're Rabbi Jonathan Feldman's.
Rabbi
Neil Feldman.
Yeah. Means that he's making it like a condition there against something that the Torah explicitly says you can't do. So.
Yeah.
Standing.
So I don't get it. I don't understand. would we have a minute to say that you can make a condition to go against the Torah? I mean, I'll make a condition that, you know, there's not going to be Shabbos this week. What does that mean? What's... What's your name again? Eitan.
Cantor. Between me and somebody else, and the halacha we're talking about, if you can't own up from it or something like that, then you're talking.
So, what are we talking? What is the category that we're talking about?
Business dealing.
Yeah, what's that called in Hebrew? Dinei Mamonos, right. So, Dinei Mamonos, there, you would think. Or that would be the discussion of whether that could work or not. But no one's going to say that we can make it tonight. That you know, this week, you know, we'll only keep half. You know, the half Shabbos. You know, the half Shabbos. You know, half Shabbos. You know, the half Shabbos.
I'm glad they don't.
Okay. So what's the story? What's the din of Nimtza Echa Mehem Karvu Pasul? What is that about? Who didn't speak yet? You didn't speak. What's your name?
Noah Sigalna from Queens.
Yeah.
And so it's that if a group of people are testifying and one person is found to be the relative of someone that they're testifying about, or they're hustlers, and then the whole group of Adam are, if their testimony is not.
The whole group of Adam is hustle.
Yeah.
Did you do any autosis? Like, I'm sure you must have talked about, like, what about the Tosa Davov? Hech Batsinu Yadena Vagwein Shanostim Get Sheesh Mamikro. Extra credit, right. Okay, so extra credit, right.
Also the Ruvah and the
Ra. Well, right, in other words, when you're at a wedding, right? So.
Obviously, if two people
are in brothers,
happen to be brothers, they happen to
witness
a crime because they're together at a wedding, you can't say that they can't
no longer
testify because they happen to be together and happen to witness a crime.
Well,
wait,
let's talk about it. A wedding, what do you need at a wedding? What do you need at a wedding?
Two witnesses.
You need two witnesses? And if you don't have two witnesses?
The condition's not good.
So you need two witnesses. And what if the chassan and kala agree? In other words, what if they agree? In other words, no. When you bought the breakfast this morning, right? Did you make sure there were two witnesses to see that when you bought the pancakes, if you bought when you go to Dunkin' Donuts, do you make sure they bring two witnesses over to watch that? Why do you do that?
It's a contract. In case you have to go back on some part of it, if they were to get divorced or something. That's what the whole contract is for in a marriage.
It's a contract. So therefore, and Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah. I mean, that's not the same thing as
marriage. It's not the same thing as marriage, Dunkin' Donuts. Why? What's the difference between Dunkin' Donuts and marriage?
20 pounds.
20 pounds? Okay. Hey, what's your name again? Repeat the name because I'm going to...
Marriage is cheap.
Yeah. Rosenwood.
Yeah. Yeah. Marriage is Kedushin. And that's... What is marriage is called what? A day. You have the two types of Adam. There's A day what? Kiyum. And A day Birur. What does A day Birur mean?
Marriage
Heidi Beer means
they're adding like facts about what happened, not that they're establishing.
Right. In other words, right. In other words, we just want to know did it happen or not. But for Edekiyim, we're creating what? A status. Now these people are married. See, in other words, if a husband gives a wife a ring, right? And there's no one in the room, just the husband to be and the wife to be, and he gives her, he says, Hare, I'm a Kodesh Shlim, it's a Mazzuk, that's Moshe, gives her the ring, but no one else is there besides the two of them, and they both agree that it happened. So what's the din? Married or not married?
Not married.
Why? Because there were no... Because there you need to aid them to what? To establish the status. And if the aid them are not there, then it's like nothing. But if, say, you were in Dunkin' Donuts, and say you were in Dunkin' Donuts, and you bought a coffee and whatever you bought there, and the donuts... And you were only the only person in the store. So do you own the donut? Yeah, why? Because you don't... If there would be an argument between you and the person behind the counter, you say you paid, you said you didn't pay, so then we'd have to figure out what to do. But if you're both agreeing, then there's no problem, because the only reason you would need Adas in such a bimominus is just to what? To mevare, just to know the facts of the case. But by kedushin, even though we know the facts of the case, we know that he gave her a ring. No one's arguing. No one's denying anything. But still, you need what? You need edus. And that's called edei kiyum. Like when the Gemara has the lashon. Okay. So what's the din in the following case? Say, during the Aseres you made tshuva. You're supposed to say, HaMelech HaKadosh. And then you made a mistake. And you said, HaKel HaKadosh, but you corrected yourself right away. Does that make it good or no good? Who you want to speak? Someone, what's your name again? Moshe. Moshe Katz. You're a Cohen? You're not a Cohen. Okay. Not all Katz is just like not all Cohens are. A Kohanim. Yes. So what are you saying?
It's good because he quickly remembered right after.
So what is that based on? What's the principle? Tokhdei Dibur. Well, where does the Gemara speak about Tokhdei Dibur?
With many sets of
Eidim. Yeah, we can testify with Tokhdei Dibur.
Yeah. Right, right. Okay, very good. You guys are good. I used to tell Rabbi Kirk, Masechta Makkos is the best Masechta that you could learn. Because it's all the Yesodos that you need to know. So, which grade is this? 10th grade. I think it's a best thing. Marcus. Okay. So who were Ilya and Tuvia? Who are they? What's your name?
Eli Beer.
Eli Beer. From where?
White Plains.
White Plains. Ooh, okay, it's nice. There's some different flavor here.
It was grandfather.
Oh, Cantor Beer. Ah, Baruch Hashem. Is he still here or he retired? He's a good man. He's a good man.
They were relatives of Guarantor
Analog. What?
They were relatives of Cosigner
Analog. Yeah, what is a cosigner? What's the word for cosigner?
Guarantor.
Arif,
yeah. Right. Cosigner. Yeah, so what happens?
There's machlokes if they're considered part of the case here.
So what's the story?
One says, I think,
Rav Papa says that they're so far off from the loan that they're not considered karov, but then Rav Huna says no, they are karov, because if the guy doesn't pay out, he's going to end up going to the guarantor, therefore involving these two people in the case and making them.
Very good. So what kind of water do you need for a mikvah? Right. So you need what? No, you know what you know. Well, so he said, what is my shuv?
You need rainwater.
Shuv is drawn water.
So what is Mayim Shuvim?
Drawn water.
What does that mean, drawn water?
Taken from the ground.
So let me ask you a question. When I open the faucet, what is that called? Yeah? Yeah, it's Mayim Shuvim? It is? Why is it Mayim Shuvim? What do you mean drawn? Explain me about this drawn water thing.
Doesn't it just mean non-rainwater?
I didn't hear you.
Doesn't it just mean non-rainwater?
So where else does water come from?
The ocean?
The ocean. One second. The ocean. Let's talk about the ocean. What's the story with the ocean? What is the ocean called? Is that rainwater?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure it rained a lot to fill up that whole ocean. What?
Mayim Shuvim is like once the rainwater has already been touched by, like, let's say a plea or something, then once rainwater has already like touched a plea or something, that like would.
Let's go back to Rabbi Cohen. Rabbi Cohen would ask, where's the pasuk in Chumash for a mikvah? Where's the pasuk in Chumash? This is harder than the other question. Who's the Baal Kori here? The Baal Kori, Rabbi Feldman. That's a hard question. It's not fair. It's not a fair question, but okay. Right. Beit Zomim, that's a fair question. Not Shoftim. Mikvos, where is that in Chumash? That's not a fair question.
After the war of Moab.
What?
After the war of Moab, the utensils fired.
Oh, so Rabbi Edelstein here says what? He wants to say what? In Matos Masei? Is that what you want to say? But I'll give you partial. That's good for partial credit. Shmini. Oh, very good. What does the pasuk say, Shmini?
Not exactly sure.
Ach mayin ubor mikveh mayim yeh tahor. Yeah, is your bar mitzvah? So who's bar mitzvah with Shmini? Your bar mitzvah? Yeah? Very good. Shmini. So was right after Pesach? Or was it?
Yeah, it was right around.
Yeah. So what does it say? That there are two types of ways that you can get water. One is called mikvah. What is a mikveh? A mikveh is rainwater.
Yeah.
And what's a mayim?
Spring.
So springs from the ground. From the ground. So an ocean is what?
Spring.
It's a mayim. And what's the difference between rainwater and spring water. So the difference is that rainwater has to be what? Rainwater has to be what? Stagnant. It can't be what? It can't be what? Flowing. That's why if there's a crack in the mikveh, then there could be problems. It depends on how big the crack is. But a mayan is what? Even flowing water. So once the water was in a receptacle, in a kli, then what?
It's already been left.
So then it's no good, because then it becomes shuvim. Then it becomes shuvim. So when you have rainwater, but it was in a kli, it becomes shuvim. Even what? Even if it's no longer in the kli. But once it was in the kli, it's what? Yeah. So when you turn on the faucet, so what is that? What? I'm sure why. Where was the kli?
The tank,
right? It was a clay, so you can't use it. So let me ask you a question: when a person goes into the mikveh, that mikveh water that they go into is rainwater?
It's
some rainwater, but it's also
water. Once you have 40 saw of
rainwater, and the rest doesn't matter. And anything else you put in is fine. So they would do 40 saw of rainwater, and then regular water.
Once you have 40 saw of rainwater, you could add more. So then what's shot of this Gemara? Chavis mleya mayim shenoflo liyam hagadol hatovel sham lo also lo tevila.
The water there it says the yam hagadol is specifically static.
Right.
So maybe if you just dropped a barrel in there, it would all be concentrated in one spot, and then you wouldn't be
jump into the only one.
And then it won't be kosher.
Yeah, because it's not the same water that's surrounding it.
It's not the same water. Okay. You see, the question that Tosis deals with is that when you have a mikvah, so the way you really works is like this. There's rainwater on one side, then there's a wall. Okay? There's a wall. And then there's what? There's faucet water on the other side. And there's a little opening. What is that called? That's called the Nekev Hashaka, the Hashaka hole. And then the waters touch. So then the rainwater on one side of the wall is touching what?
The drawn water,
and then it what? It makes it what? It makes everything kosher. So the question is, this toast question, this maybe you'll think about, and even if it's stagnant in one place, like you said, but all you need is that it's touching, and that's good enough. So that's, I'm not going to, that's a whole shiur in mikvahs, but that's the question. You will have to, you know, Tosfos, you have to learn all the mikvahs, then you'll get an answer to that question. And why do we do it that way? Why do we do it that way? Why don't we just put people in the rainwater? Why do we need this whole thing? So we have rainwater on one side, we have the tap water on the other side, and then the wall in the middle with a hole, and they're going to touch. You told me rainwater, so it's the rainwater. What's this whole thing?
And there isn't enough rainwater for everybody.
There's plenty of rainwater. Plenty of rainwater.
So you could switch out like the water, you can clean the water without having to take out all the rainwater also.
Excellent, because eventually, if you have tap water, and there's 100 people going to the mikvah. One, and then where do you live?
Riverdale.
So there are 100 people going, and then another 100 people. It's going to get dirty eventually. It's going to get dirty. What's going to get dirty? And people are not going to be too happy. So we want to be able to what? Switch the water. So every day or every other day, we'll take the water out, we'll put new water in. But you can't get new rainwater like that unless it rains, you know, cats and dogs for the whole day to get another mikvah's worth. So you're going to have to put in another, right? And then what? So this way the real rainwater no one's going into, and the tap water is going to be recycled. Okay. I want to ask you the following question. Okay, this question was asked by Greg Goen. I'll tell you soon who this Goen was, and let's work the question together. And hopefully you learn a nice Musar Haskel from this. Okay, so what do we say? Vasisim lo? Lo velo? Uzaro. And that's the source by Ben? If somebody kills somebody, the shogeg, so there's what? Volus. So what's the din by Hazama by Golus, right? That's the Mishnah. Who yanus for who below? Okay. Now you ready for this question? This is the question. Okay. This question was asked by one of the great Gedolim. This is the only Gadol in my life that I ever made a bracha on. Okay. I mean, maybe I could have made it on other people, but some reason this is the person that I made it on. Rav Pinchas Hirschsprung, you ever heard of that name? Pinchas Hirschsprung was a big Talmud Chacham in Montreal. There used to be a bus here every night that went to Montreal. Every night. 10:30 at night, you saw a big, like, Muncie bus going to Montreal. It was a Frum bus every night, except for Friday night, of course. But Tzai Shabbos went at 12. I once had a chassan there. I went on the bus. I was there in 7 hours. And that was the Hyman bus to Montreal. So he was a big goon in Montreal. So, and his minute was, he would always ask you, what you're learning? And then you'd say, what daf you're learning? And then he would recite it, Balpeh. That was the minute. Okay. You'll see, today, one advantage that you have of the internet, I'm not saying how many advantages there are of the internet. You could see certain gedolim that you want that passed away before you guys were born. Like I always say, there was a big top Rosh Yeshiva in Brooklyn. His name was Rav Shmuel Birnbaum. He was the Mir Rosh Yeshiva in Brooklyn. So the minhag at a wedding was that somebody would ask a kashya in learning, and then he would be mefalpel, and everyone would be, you know, circling around to see the excitement. So I said, it's worth it for I said it to my son once, it's worth it, the whole internet was worth it, so you could be able to see that excitement and learning from Rav Shmuel Birnbaum. So you look at it in your phones, you'll see it.
Oh. You're assuming they have phones or
something? Yeah, that's right. So I only have the old style. Okay. Oh, so what's the din? Talmud Shagola, if a Talmud has to go to Ir Mikla, what's the din? Maglin Rabo Imo. His Rebbe what? Goes with him. His Rebbe goes with him. How do we know that? Shenemar V'chay. Hu Yanus Al-Khar HaMim Ha'elo V'chay. Ovidle Midi Dehevele Chiyusa. You have to give him life. Right? So how are you going to have life if you're not with your Rebbe, right? So if you Chas V'Shalom ever have to go to Golus, you take your Rebbe with you, okay? So Rav Pinchas Hirschsprung asked the Brisker Rav. Who's the Brisker Rav? Who's the Brisker Rav? What was his name? Brisker Rav? Anyone? The Brisker Rav was Rav Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik. He was Rav Soloveitchik from YU, Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik's uncle, right? Okay. So he asked him the following question. Well, I want you to ask the question where Rav Pinchas Hirshberg is going to ask. He says, a fellow goes to Golis, right? He killed someone with Shogeg. Then what? Maglin Rabo Emo. Good? Daf Yud Makis. Good. So now let's think about Edim Zomim. Now, let me ask you a question. How come there's no din of by Edim Zomim by Golis? Why not? What's the pasuk? Who Yanos? Who? Below Zomim. So now that you have this piece of information, give me a kasha. Basil?
Should it be him and not his rabbi?
So, who else?
If it's who Yanos, shouldn't it be his rabbi can't come with
him? Who below Zomim, right?
Sorry, he's the same drasha with the.
Same drasha as what?
Same drasha.
Which drasha?
The drasha of just him and not Zomim.
Who below anybody else?
No, so.
Is who Yanos?
So then, okay, so there won't be Rabbo. No, say it a little bit better. What's the source by Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza? Vasisem Lo Zaro. Because if you're going to make this guy Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, you're going to make him, then you're going to affect what? So whenever you can affect someone else, it's not, you don't have a Zama. No.
So
how come you don't dash and vasisim low below Rama? That was his question. In other words, why don't we exclude the din of Golus by Eid Zomim? Not because of the pasuk who below Zomim. Why don't you just have the same drasha vasisim, just like we have the drasha vasisim low below Lazaro, right? Because Zaro is going to be affected, so therefore you can't have the din of Edom Zomim. So Rabbo is going to be affected. So just like Vasisim lo velo Lazaro, you should say Vasisim lo velo Larabo. So, and therefore, since the Rabbo is going to be affected, then he can't be put into Golis. That was his question. So, what did the Brisker Rav answer?
Yes.
What?
Perhaps your ready is an extension.
Oh. So I'm going to read you from the Sefer Otsos Pinchas. Otsos Pinchas. And he says like this. V'ana harav mi britz zatzal. The Brisker Rav answered. That Pinchas said, the Talmud v'rabo einam shnei devarim nifradim. El adover echad hein. And then in parentheses it says, so when the Rav Pinchas Hirshberg left the Brisker Rav, he told one of his Talmidim, in other words, if it would have been a Hasidic Rebbe answering this question, it was the Brisker Rav, but even the Brisker Rav, so you see the importance how you become one with your Rebbe. You know, both Rabbi Kern and myself, we were Zoche to learn in Karen B'Yavne by Rav Golvicht Zatzal. This is the Rav Golvicht who's here now, his uncle. His father was a big Talmud. So he always would speak about this Gemara, about Talmud Shagala, Maglin Rabo Imo. And he would ask, and why do we know this? Because it says V'chai. You have to give him life. So he'd always ask the question, I don't understand. In the Ari Miklat, they could have Mustama, Ari Levium, there are other Rebbeim there. But the answer is, but you're used to your Rebbe. You're used to your Rebbe. So you be learned by another different Rebbe, you'll still learn, but maybe what? It'll be a little bit less, a little bit not as comfortable. And that difference is the difference between Misa and Chaim. That's why. So that's the idea. So Baruch Hashem, in other words, but the idea is you're one with your Rebbe, but the idea is not to be a puppet and not to be a parrot. In other words, you get the hashpah from your Rebbe, but you're still the same person, but that's still, you're still one with the Rebbe, even though each person here has his own personality and own, you know, kishronos and own talents. But the Rebbe is going to, so that's why you come to yeshiva. You come to yeshiva, you know, today you have the internet, you can listen to shiurim online, but you don't get a Rebbe. You don't get relationships from the internet. In other words, you come to yeshiva here, how many friends you made? You know, you have friends, you have, you know, and you have a Rebbe, you have a relationship. That's where you come from yeshiva. How much Torah facts? Oh, maybe there can be more facts. You can listen to the internet the rest of your life, but you won't grow that way. You grow through relationships. Relationships with friends, relationship with your Bayim, relationship with your parents, good relationships, hopefully one day with your wife. Ezra Hashem, you'll all have good relationships, and that's the Yisod. So, okay, Rabbos, I wish I could stay longer, but I was very excited for Rabbi Kerner to invite me to spend some time with you fellas. So it's you all were gewaldic. It was great, you see. But you see, just, it's not just the learning, how much you can apply the learning and you can think in the learning. So continue. This is the foundation. You know, 10th grade was the first year that I came to MTA. In 10th grade, Rabbi Moshe Yagid was my Rebbe, and I'm still close with him. I still made a bar mitzvah. Rabbi Yagin was my rabbi. We still have a relationship. Ada Yom Hazeh, many years ago. So the same thing. I wish you that your 10th grade rabbi should still have a relationship for many, many years to come with all your kaverim here, and all, you know, you'll remember, you know these years of learning, and through the prism of learning, you remember we learned Makkos together, we learned Sanhedrin together, you know, all these things you learned for many years to come. So Bezer Hashem, I wish you all well. Hatzlacha, bracha, b'chol ma'aseh yedechem. Enjoy the pancakes, cupcakes, the donuts, and we'll be in touch. And I'd love to come back again. So.